The service for these veterans wasn't scheduled to take place until 1 p.m., but by noon there were more than 200 people on hand. The organizer of this service, Joe Penny, says although he did expect a lot of people, he wasn't expecting this many. The plots where the veterans were buried were surrounded by a sea of flags with a Patriot Guard protecting the site. Joe Penny was impressed.
I've never seen everybody come together on this. And all these groups that come together here, I've never seen this many groups come together in my life. And so, and weren't even invited.
Patriot Guard rider Avis Tetralt rode up from the Twin Cities area. She, too, was impressed.
One guy came up on his motorcycle from Hutchinson, and that's way southern Minnesota. I was amazed. And the veterans come out big time in support of their brothers. Wonderful.
Leatherneck Chad Greeter says the reason why all these riders and veterans showed up was the same: to remember and to be remembered.
It's all about the brotherhood. I would like somebody to remember my service as well as we all remember theirs. So it's for the freedom.
The six buried were Vietnam veterans Michael Wellner and Richard DeLolio, Korean War vets Glenn Levin and Richard LaJoy, and World War II veterans Eugene Johnson and Robert Berg. Jessica Hamilton, Wisconsin Public Radio, in Superior.